African-American Club requests it. Maybe I will, especially if the wife goes with me on Saturday as she's supposed to, because then I can hand over the car keys to her, Mr. Koval, and have a few more extra glasses of vino. Yeah. How are you, brother?
Doing good, Munch. Doing good. Getting excited for this weekend.
How could you not? Of course, this is the 35th annual Pat O'Brien Chevrolet Cleveland Challenge Cup of Bocce. Wycliffe Italian American Club, 29717 Euclid Avenue, the 24th to the 26th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But don't we have some ceremonies Thursday night?
Well, Thursday night we have a practice round for all the teams that are coming in from out of town and everything. So they
chill,
get used to the courts.
A little bit looser, right?
Yeah.
And then Friday it all begins.
Friday, yeah, we got a guy that sings all three national anthems. We got the
three?
Italy, Canada, and the United States.
Dude, come on. He does the Italian national anthem?
Yeah, and no kneeling, you know.
Does Rocco Scotti? did Rocco Scotti do the Italian one?
No, he never. Well, I don't know. I never heard him do it.
But. Yeah, I didn't either. So this guy, Rapid Fire, does them all.
Yeah, he's a young guy from Solon. He's a member of the Solon Club out there.
Really?
And Gio Castiglione, got to give him a shout-out.
Yeah, we will give him a shout-out. What about Camino? Camino, what are you doing, you slacker? We need you to learn the Italian national
anthem. There you go, yeah.
And get it done. Another Solon boy, okay? All right.
And Larry, the games actually start Friday at 6.
And you're actually going to be out there Friday at 6, aren't you?
I'm actually playing in the first round, yeah. So we'll see
now, is that
happens.
A luck and a draw? How do you do it?
We have a software program that...
Spits them out.
Puts the brackets together for us now, yeah.
Wow.
And even there's an app that anybody that's
interested... I was going to ask you about that next. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, it's called Tourney Machine, and it's a free app you can download. And if you have a favorite team that you're following, you can... First, you find the event, which is the Cleveland Challenge Cup of Bocce. Mm-hmm. And you can find your favorite team, and you can see when they're going to be playing, who they're going to be playing with, how they did. All the stuff will be posted up in real time, so...
You got to love it. Larry Koval with the Wycliffe Italian American Club, 29717 Euclid Avenue, Wycliffe. Here's what's interesting, too, Larry. And this is just not a Cleveland thing, just like Mountain Ohio Sports, like it says, is an Ohio Sports thing. But you're a Detroit thing. You're a Toronto thing. Especially, you're a Valley thing with teams coming in galore out of Youngstown, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of teams that come in from that Youngstown, Warren, Niles area. You know, shout out to a couple guys like Dante DeLisio. He's got a team called Tron. Matt Estes from Girard, Four Horsemen.
Oh, that sounds ominous, man.
Andy Bottiglieri from Niles, Bottiglieri Lawn Care.
Okay.
You know, and his wife has a team in the women's division, too.
19 women's teams?
No, 13 women's
13
teams.
Women's 13 women's teams, okay.
Yeah. And we got Rocco DeLisio from Youngstown with Cassis MVR.
Oh, dude, they have their big tournament, in September, right?
They got one in September, yeah. We'll probably send a few teams down there to play, I'm sure.
How cool is it? So this is like almost a little bit further apart, but it's almost like a neighborhood event with an international flavor because, of course, teams from Toronto coming down,
too. There's a circuit. You know, there's certain areas that are bocce strongholds, you know.
Really?
And Youngstown Warren is one. Mm-hmm. Rochester, New York, and Rome, New York, which is out past Syracuse, that's a real big area for bocce. They send in, I think, 15 teams come in from Rome, New York.
Come on.
Yeah, and a bunch of women's teams, too.
That is insane. That's great, though.
Yeah, and we're getting teams from Connecticut, Florida. You know, in the past, we've gotten them from Mississippi. Those guys were a riot.
Whoa. Italians in Mississippi?
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Why not, right?
They brought up their own olive oil that they gave to me as a gift for turning them on.
Was
the
it good?
It was excellent, yeah.
And you know, we want to tell people this. Is there bocce? Yes. Is there food? As I pat my stomach, yes.
Yeah.
Are there beverages? Yes. Are there cultural things going on? And I told your story yesterday about the Sinatra dude who's been known to do Angelo's, Nito Italia.
Yeah, Bobby Leach.
Bobby Leach is his name.
Yeah.
In Little Italy, Cleveland, well, actually with the mic, lead people out of the restaurant, block traffic on Mayfield Road.
My wife and I were there, firsthand experience there. Yeah.
And so he's 4 to 6 on Saturday, correct?
Right, yeah.
Dude, this is phenomenal. And again, it's friends, think about this. Think about a great big family reunion. All right, that's what it is. It's kids friendly. It's grandma, grandpa's friendly. It's millennial friendly. It's everyone friendly.
You it's just safe. Come. It's clean. It's everything that you'd want.
And guess what else? There's free parking.
Free parking.
There's free admission.
You know, we have a big lot right on our grounds that that'll fill up. But then we have adjacent lots, and we have a shuttle bus that picks up at those lots and drops you right off in front of the building and take you right back to your car at the end of the evening.
And don't be nervous, because Wickliffe's Finest will direct you to these satellite lots if indeed the lot in front fills up. But I guarantee you, as the evening goes on Saturday, that will fill up, the one right in front.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Larry, how long have you been involved with the tournament yourself, playing bocce? Is it bowling? Do you call it bowling?
No.
rolling a bocce ball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Bocce, okay, yeah, bowling about you don't. You're not bowling a bocce ball.
No,
you're rolling
no,
a bocce ball.
It's a little bit different, but I've been playing since around 1998.
It seems like it's picking up steam in a big way.
You know, in Cleveland, it
every
really
time you turn around, it's like
is.
This place has bocce courts, that place, and I got to tell you what, the MVR in the Valley is just unbelievable. Their bocce courts.
It's catching on fire, and it's catching on fire with younger people too.
Well, wait, was it 3 years ago? And I'm talking younger dudes that it's almost like the Big Lebowski's of bocce, okay?
Oh, my God. Those guys are a riot.
And they rock. They won it all.
They won it twice, 2 years in a row.
What?
They finished second last year.
Hold on. So this is a mini dynasty in the making. What's the team?
They're called ABV. The first year, they were sponsored by Mentor Fiat. The second year, they switched. They were sponsored by ABV.
Oh, wow. So and I mean, these are kids. They're 20, right?
They're all in their 20. I think the oldest might be 26 or 7.
Wow.
And they're phenomenal.
And they do Altahaus. That's their home courts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Little
right.
In Cleveland?
Yep.
Wow. So again.
And they've traveled around. They won a tournament in Chicago. The first tournament they ever played, they won $10,000.
That's before they even won the one at Wycliffe Italian American Club.
And they went out to Vegas, I think, 2 years ago, and I think they came in first or second. So they're for real. And they're fun to watch. They're just very charismatic guys, you know. They like to have a good time.
But this is a gasp because, like, now hold on. So it's not just like a cult thing in Youngstown. Like you say, there's a circuit. It's all over. I mean, a cult thing at the Italian American Club, and we've got it in Youngstown in September. Vegas has a freaking tourney?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Now, fill us in here real quick. When I start watching, and I get to it real quick, the purpose is what? To get your balls all in a circle closest to a mark?
Well, you have a target ball called the Pelene.
Okay.
And so one team will throw that out first. You usually do a coin flip, see who goes first. And the team throws that ball out, and then they roll their bigger ball, try to get it close to the Pelene. And so the object is to get as many balls as close to the Pelene as you can.
Whenever now, how many times does each person get to throw?
Well, it's a four-player team.
Okay.
Each person throws one ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to knock the other ones away
so
without knocking yours?
So you either try to get
closer,
or you try to knock the other ball out, you know. And I tell you, when I played, the first time I played against the Toronto team, we would throw a ball close to the Pelene, they would knock it to the back wall. We would throw another one close, they would knock it to the back wall.
But their object is to knock yours away and then hug the Pelene, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, question for you. Do you have, are the four people on your team, or the other teams that are international and that, will they have guys, okay, this guy is more of a ball knocker away kind of guy, thing?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, there's guys that are specialists, but the really, really good players can do everything.
How long is the court? Is there an official?
There's not really an official.
Like a ball diamond, right? Some center fields are 409, some are 420.
Right. I mean, ours, I think, is 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some are 80. I've seen the indoor ones that are even a 90 or 100. You know.
Oh, wow, that's a big one. Tommy from Belleville, of all places,
yeah,
wants to know, what is the court surface?
Oh, it's a crushed cinder that we use.
Okay.
And, it's really rolled, watered, tamped, dragged. I mean, we do all kinds of stuff.
Will you
to
do
it.
That like all at night, too, after all the events and everything? Will you get it ready for the next day by
yes.
doing that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
even
wow.
throughout the season. Our season begins at the beginning of May with leagues, you know, with league play. And, you know, we always drag the courts every morning, water them.
How could somebody get hooked? I know it's already the leagues are, I'm not going to say it, but I will allude to the fact that summer may be ending soon, okay?
Yeah.
How do people get hooked up in those leagues in the future?
Well, they can get a hold of us.
Go right to the club?
Yeah, through our website, and we can direct them to one of the leagues that are playing there. Our email is linked up to the
What's the website there?
Wycliffe I and... A.
The word and.
Correct, yeah.
Now, of course I knew it because I love, they're checking in, the troublemakers are coming in saying, how could you have a guy named Koval? And I've asked you this when I first met you, from the Wycliffe Italian American Club, quote unquote. Irony, I think so. Help us out there, Larry.
Yeah, well, my mother was born in Italy, so I think that makes me officially Italian. You know.
Okay.
And I grew up in Wycliffe, so that's...
Well, see, you know what's funny? That's like the councilman for Slavic Village in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Italian dad, Polish mom.
Right, right.
And I see Tony, it's like, Tony, no, you got a vowel at the end of your name. It's supposed to be S-K-I, you know, a vowel that way, or a C-Z.
Right.
You know, what can you do?
Yeah, we have our club, you have to have some kind of Italian blood, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
Now, what time does everything begin on Friday?
Friday, the ceremony starts at 5:30, introductions and the national anthems. Games will start at 6. We got a band coming on at 8 called Cavalieri Reale. So they do some Italian stuff. They do like a lot of 50s and 60s, kind of oldies.
Okay.
Some Dion DiMucci and
Dude, come on, man. The Jersey Boys.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. And believe me, the dance floor is always packed on Friday.
Beef, we got to get a hold of Hayden Grove because he will come out and sing, what, Walk Like a Man? Is that his tune?
He could probably do any of those, yeah.
Wow, he could do a lot
That'd
of Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
One of our roving reporters from Cleveland.com. We'll have to check that out. Larry, again, absolutely free all weekend long. It is going to be amazing. Starting Friday, national anthems, 3 national anthems.
Of course.
The Italian, the Canadian, and ours. I mean, ours is the absolute best. I'm not familiar with the Italian, but I kind of dig Canada's national anthem, don't you?
Yeah, I do too.
Stand on guard for thee thing. That's always good stuff. They're good people.
You know, Saturday and Sunday, we're doing a breakfast al fresco. We're doing it outdoors, and our club puts that on in the pavilion.
How early?
8 o'clock.
Okay, so you're not rolling out of bed at 6.
They'll be there about 7, actually, serving.
Okay.
The games start at 8.
Oh, wow. So you can get breakfast at 7, go down?
Yeah.
How late will you serve the breakfast till? At least 9?
About 11.
Oh, so you keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Why don't we go right from breakfast to cavatelli or whatever it may be?
Yeah, get your cannoli, you know.
Oh, dude, you know what? But I got to have my pasta first, then my cannoli. And then a Peroni usually with the pasta and a vino to walk around with.
Hey, Saturday's a wild night. We got a great rock cover band coming in, Rock the House. And Sunday, too, is
Well, so you got
families.
Sinatra and you got the cover band.
Oh, yeah. There's something going on all day.
No, I'm digging it in a big, big way. In fact, Larry, you made a lot of music as a youngster. What was your band back
I
in the
did.
Day?
I was playing a band called Coco back in the
Coco,
70s.
And that was what the North River Street was. North
a little bit after those guys.
Rhythm Collection and a lot of great bands in the area.
Played from, the Agoras.
You ever hook up with the Wild Cherry Boys from Youngstown?
No, I know who they are, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mark Avsak, of course. Yeah.
And of course, now with Donny Iris.
Yeah, right.
And Avsak's a big patent attorney. Is that amazing?
I know.
The stuff is like, I love playing music, but I don't know if I'm going to support my family with this. You thought the same thing at one time, huh?
Yeah, you know, when disco came in, that kind of... I got out.
Don't even get me going. We will see you. Larry Koval, thank you so much for coming in. The Cleveland Challenge Cup of Bocce, 35th year. Pat O'Brien Chevrolet, the sponsor, 29717 Euclid Avenue, Wycliffe. You know where it is, okay? You know where it is. What is it, 2 miles east of the I-90 Euclid Avenue exit in Wycliffe? That's a good way to put it, too. 102 teams, 13 women's teams, all begins Friday night. And you can go to Wycliffe I and A. That's the word and. WycliffeIandA.com for more information. But music, who's the band Saturday night again?
Rock the House.
I think I got a date with the missus Saturday night. So I'm coming. You know, actually, I'm going to do a high school football game tomorrow.
Yeah.
But so you guys better win so you can be playing still on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm hoping, yeah.
All right, man?
We'll sneak a game in.
You get it done. Larry, thank you so much for coming down. And again,
my pleasure.
You know, totally fits into what Munchin Ohio Sports is all about. Get it done. We'll see you at the Wycliffe Italian American Club all weekend long.